aggressively, arguably, quite possibly. Those are some of the adverbs on our linguist's public enemies list. Here's Jeff Nunberg on his least favorite part of speech.
The other day, I was listening to a colleague describe a piece of software he'd built that produces automatic summaries of newspaper articles. It picks out the most topical sentences, and then it shortens them by stripping off their excess verbiage. Like what, I asked. Well, for one thing, he said, we leave out the adverbs. I pointed out that there are some adverbs that make useful contributions to the meaning of a sentence. Words like never and not come to mind. You wouldn't want an automatic summarizer to come back with a précis of a presidential press conference that read, I had sexual relations with that woman. Even so, I got his point. I recall when I was about 14 hearing my English teacher say that the most beautiful sentence in English is Jesus wept, because it doesn't say Jesus wept bitterly. At the time, I didn't realize that this was just his opinion. I thought it was some generally accepted fact. But it's true a lot of sentences are improved when you take the adverbs out. Graham Greene once said that if he opened a novel and someone answered tenderly, he closed it immediately. And once the whole of English literature is living online, maybe somebody will do us a favor by setting loose a virus that erases all of the instances of tenderly and bitterly, not to mention plaintively, affectingly, and buoyantly. It's like an editor friend of mine used to say, don't romance me, just pour the drink. Adverbs tend to show people at their worst, posturing, embellishing, apologizing, or just being mealy-mouthed. They may be a relatively small proportion of the English vocabulary, but they account for about half the words on my personal enemies list. There are the lily-gilders, like significantly and aggressively. Corporate publicists try to get at least one of these into every press release, almost always in a split infinitive. We continue to aggressively reduce our cost base. We aim to significantly accelerate our delivery of products. Intensifiers like that always strike me as sad, tokens of the anxiety that won't let people leave well enough alone. Then there are the rain check adverbs like arguably, which give us license to make extravagant claims on credit. Sports writers love arguably. If you read through 1 month's worth of Sports Illustrated recently, you would have learned that Simon Gagne is arguably the Philadelphia Flyers' best forward, that the Mets' Glendon Rush is arguably the league's best number five starting pitcher, and that Mookie Wilson's 10th inning appearance in Game 6 of the 1986 World Series was arguably the greatest at-bat in series history. Now, I'll grant you that's one of the pleasures of talking sports, having these endless arguments about superlatives that nobody can ever resolve. But there's no excuse when Time magazine claimed in its election coverage that education is arguably the nation's biggest problem. I mean, that's true enough, but then you could say the same thing about health care, the environment, violence, or drugs. Maybe we could just say that education is a big national problem and save the argument for deciding who's the best reliever in the National League. As long as we're driving arguably into the sea, maybe we could also lose quite possibly. This one is a favorite of advertisers who use it to drape their hyperbole with affected diffidence. Quite possibly the world's perfect food. Quite possibly the finest motor coach ever built. It manages to be unctuous and grandiose at the same time, like a snooty butler. Adverbs do have their fans. Henry James said that he adored them. And I'll grant you there are some that have gotten a bad rap through no fault of their own. Hopefully, for example. The friends of the English language are always jumping on this one, but it does journeyman work for us. A couple of weeks ago, I heard a TV reporter talking about the floods in Iowa. He said, hopefully the waters will soon subside. I didn't see how else he could have put that. I hope the waters will subside? Well, but who cares what he hopes? It is to be hoped the waters will subside. Maybe a little stiff for the 6 o'clock news. Let's hang on to hopefully. It's a credit to its syntactic category. But even so, when you see an adverb around, you have probable cause to stop and frisk. One thing I've noticed over the years is how songs with adverbs as their titles are usually sodden with lyrical bathos. Like, the evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. Or Stephen Sills' Helplessly Hoping, the quintessential example of rock lyric overreaching. And then there's Suddenly, an adverbial anthem that was a modest hit for Ray Peterson in 1960.
Suddenly, the strings of my heart play a melody, and it is haunting me. It happen so suddenly. Oh, and desperately, I wanted you so desperately. And if you'll be true to me, I'll love you tenderly.
But there are some great Adverb songs, too, like Billie Holiday's Carelessly and Brooke Benton's Endlessly. Oh, and let's not forget the most widely recorded Adverb title of all.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow, and the leaves came tumbling down.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center. This is Fresh Air.